Patrick Harris.
And then I went to this movie theater. This is it. I made a noise like this.
Danny Meringue.
Then this was horrible. All the people started getting sick and throwing up all over each other.
I'm beginning to like this kid, Mike.
This is Patrick Harris and Danny Meringue on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080.
Are you good?
The Fan.
That's right. This is hour number three. If you missed any of the first 2 hours, you can download that 1080thefan.com, wherever you get your podcasts, including places that rhyme with huge announcement today at 3 o'clock. Huge announcement today at 3 o'clock. It's so huge, Isaac Rupp came to work early. Ba-doom-tsh.
I mean,
I really wanted a ba-doom-tsh there. Yeah, close enough. You know it's big if Rupp's already in the building. If Rob's already in the building, it's a big deal.
That's a huge deal. I can't tell you how huge this is. It's an absolute huge deal.
In a half hour, Damian Lillard will be introduced. In a half hour, we will talk about Damian Lillard being introduced officially as a Blazer tonight at 6 p.m. One of us is going, and it is not the resident basketball hero. It is Danny Meringue. Oh, that's where I needed another one.
There you go.
I'm on fire today, Danny. Go.
And it's not Dame being introduced as a trailblazer. It's being reintroduced.
The greatest free agent signing in the history of the Portland Trailblazers.
It is funny. I made that joke on Twitter, but it's also true.
It's also true.
It's 100%
true. I thought Scottie Pippen was a big deal.
He's a trade.
Oh, it was a trade?
Yeah.
I don't remember back then. I remember watching that
game. Was that like Theo Ratliff and company going out? Pippen, I want to say.
God, I can't remember.
Was Pippen on the Rockets first?
No.
He came from the Bulls. Yeah. To the Blazers, and then Blazers to Rockets?
I think that was the path, yeah.
Because didn't him and Chuck play at the Rockets?
All of it.
Didn't they try to put something together at the end?
I'm telling you, man, post-COVID, my ability to remember stuff in like transactional order just went to hell.
Georgia Tech, Wake Forest.
Chicago, then Houston for a season.
And then for a season, yeah.
Because in that Houston year, I swear him and like Charles Barkley and they were trying to get all the, they were basically the Clippers. A bunch of old burned out dudes trying to win a natty. Right? I swear, you people, you guys need to catch up on your basketball. It's embarrassing.
But yeah, then it was 4 years in Portland before the one ceremonial year back in Chicago.
It's absolutely embarrassing being around you guys.
So,
we got NBA Patrick over there.
Yeah. Like I said, my ability to kind of reconcile that stuff, particularly on the fly now, is like it got short circuited in that 3 year period.
Dude, college football is really tough with years. Like how many years guys have played.
God.
I was listening to Dirt and Sprague this morning. They were talking about Ty Thompson. And they couldn't remember like how many years he had been in, like what was his freshman year?
Cam Rising, dude. Like I had him at Pac-12 Media Days and like I'm like, God, that was like 3 years ago. And then I was like, no, that was almost 4 years ago. It's like, oh God, are you kidding me? Like, you know, whether it was, you know, Bo or Dylan Gabriel, they were around for 6 years. Like it was like you guys are damn near doctors at this point. Good
Chris
God.
Chris Wanky level. They're as old as Chris Wanky.
Now, Cam Rising was in college when I was in college.
Yeah, I was just saying, like it's been forever.
I lived across the street from him.
And there's somebody in college football right now that has like a 35-year-old on their roster?
That's dope. Well, I think it's a D2 school.
Yeah, but...
I'm not allowed to say that. Division I, AA.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm going to say D2 for the rest of my life. NBA guy over here. We talked about this in the 12 o'clock hour. The NFLPA, boy, is in a really, really tough spot. We talked about Lloyd Howell resigning as the head. His right hand, his predecessor, J.C. Treader, he is stepping down as well. Some really, like, damning things that really come to my attention on this, and that's a lot of it is that I'm very, very worried about the future of this union. I'm very, very worried about the future of the NFL player and how their voices. Former linebacker Will Compton, he posted this on Twitter the other day. He said, we got to be the dumbest union in all of sports. Yeah, let's vote for the guy who was in charge of hiring Lloyd Howell. Let's vote for the guy who swept a lot of S under the rug when NFL owners were colluding to not give out guaranteed contracts. The NFLPA is constantly outmatched, and it's truly our own doing.
Yeah, well, and there's another part of that, because the contracts aren't guaranteed, because careers are shorter, because it's such a finite window to work through.
Look, baseball hands out stupid money, that's all guaranteed.
But
basketball,
also,
the same.
You also have longer careers, and so you have these guys that aren't willing to, like, when it comes to brass tacks, the owners know that they're going to win any work stoppage. They're just going to, because
NFL's king.
Not just that. They're king because the career longevity. A guy can't say, I'm not going to play this year.
But wouldn't you argue that a shorter career span should be guaranteed money?
Well, I'm not.
I mean, we don't need to get into that. I mean, we all
agree.
That's
not even what I'm arguing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about, like, even if it is guaranteed money, because you're going to tell, like, okay, I'm the old guy. You're the young guy coming in, and you're sitting there saying in year one, yeah, why don't you sit out? I'm going, no, you sit out. I only have so many years. I'm not doing this for you. This is about me.
My name's Will Levis, and I'm the starting quarterback here.
But that's the thing. It's like, you know, everybody's like, well, why won't you be willing to do it for the next generation? Everybody's talked about that, whether it's in the union and everything else or something political. Like, no, you take the budget shortfalls. Like, whoa. That's why we get mad at the boomers and the Gen Zers get mad at the millennials. It's like,
for setting us all up to fail.
It's like, no, because everybody wants to be high and mighty until it's time to be high and mighty with your stuff.
Yeah, everybody talks about wanting to work hard until they have to work hard.
Or
that's why I do radio.
Or sacrifice.
True. Nobody will sacrifice anything.
No, you sacrifice for me. It's like, what do you mean? What? Like, we're all old enough. I don't believe I'm ever gonna see a penny of Social Security. I'm never planning on it.
You know what's funny, Danny? You and I have very, very opposite views on a lot of stuff when it comes politically. I 100% agree with you.
But
I'm never going to see a penny of that.
And I look at that and I go, I'm not counting on it. I'm not planning on it. It's absolutely not a part of my retirement. If I get it, great, grand, awesome, but I am not factoring it in. And it's not because I'm sitting here like being high and mighty and like we're gonna take the hit. I just the assumption is at some point in time it's gonna go away.
Yes, I agree.
So, like, that's how I'm operating. But when it comes to like this kind of stuff, it's the same kind of mentality of like, well, why should I take the hit so somebody else gets the bet? Like, why do I take the punch in the face so somebody else gets a better deal later? It's like. Nah, man. And that's just the reality. Whenever everybody wants to be gangster until the guns get pulled. That's really what it comes down to. And it's yeah, dude, it's just, it's different when you're the one in the crosshairs.
I think I've mentioned this before. It's like Justin Timberlake at the end of Alpha Dog. Have you seen that movie? He's like this really cool, hard A kind of guy. And then at the very end, when S hits the fan, he starts crying like a little bee.
It's what happens to most people. That's just the reality of it.
Tell you what, I would take a punch for you, Danny.
No, there you go. I'd hit somebody for you.
That was a nice way of him saying he wouldn't take a punch for me.
This is more kind of quasi-breaking news. Don Van Natta has also been chasing this story as well.
So now we got three people on this?
Oh, dude, yeah.
And they're sohos.
And Van Natta is another like investigative reporter.
Well, he was one that like wrote the first big piece for ESPN.
Yes, when they finally did.
Yeah.
Don's the one they put on.
He's the guy. He likes to dig deep
because he's an OG. He's like,
just call him the excavator.
Like, there's kind of this belief in the NBA: if Baxter Holmes is sniffing around, you done screwed up.
Yeah.
If Baxter Holmes is around, buddy, prepare.
Yeah, it's like if the IRS starts sniffing around your business dealings, you're like, uh-oh.
Before Neil Olshey got fired, Baxter was around Portland, and I was like, here we go.
Guys, move on.
It's like, yeah, this is gonna be interesting. But Van Natta had this 25 minutes ago. Ex-NFLPA boss Lloyd Howell Jr. has resigned from the Carlisle Group, a spokesman has told ESPN. The spokesman refused to say when Howell resigned and why. The Carlisle Group is one of those private equity firms. And what this is them. This is Lloyd Howell going, please stop digging. Please stop digging. Please, I am begging you to stop digging.
Well, now he doesn't have a job.
At two places.
He got fired twice.
Because I think he
Man, how do you get fired on your day off?
I mean, he got fired while he was taking a break. And I was like, oof, that's even tougher.
But how are you going to get fired on your day
that's
off?
That's what I'm saying, man.
Yeah, but like, this is... And, if the reporters are worth their salt, and they are, the guys that are chasing this.
These three people are all good in my book.
Yep. They're going to find more. And this is going to be the unraveling of the NFLPA. That's what this is going to be.
And that's where I want to shift it to next. Like, what does the future of this look like? I already think this is the worst union in all of sports because you have the shortest lifespan and non-guaranteed contracts. I don't know. And that's why I'm losing my train of thought here. Can't figure out where I want to go. That's why I'm worried about the future of them because there's media collusion. Now the guy that's leading your union is colluding with owners, yet you are in a place that you cannot speak out and you can't do anything about it because you're the biggest, most profitable sports league in America, and they will do whatever it takes. You are all disposable. Where do they go next? Where do they go next? Mm. We'll try to find out. Harrison Meringue, 1080 The Fan. Coming up in 45 minutes, you will learn your fate. Mm. You will learn the fate of your life. Your life will be changed forever.
Indeed. We'll say.
I actually can say that. It's the truth. Your life will be changed forever.
That song?
Banger of a song.
Dude, I saw them on that tour. I saw Temple of the Dog at the Paramount in Seattle.
The best super band of all time.
Everybody, of course, was like, oh, man, is Eddie going to be there? Mm. Is Eddie going to be there? Is he going to do Hunger Strike? You know, Eddie lives in Seattle. And I was very, very stoked for it until I walked up to the Paramount. And on the marquee, it said, in bigger letters, in the biggest font, it said, Live Nation Presents. Mm. And then in smaller font below it said, Temple of the Dog. And I was like, Eddie ain't going to be here. I don't think Eddie's going to be here. Eddie don't lock them Live Nation people. Mm. Eddie got problems. Well, to put a little bow on this, and I'm sure as more news comes out over the next weeks, months, years, whatever it is, we will continue to talk about this because I think it is important, not that we are some, you know, crusading journalists or anything, but I think it is very important to talk about things that the media tries to poo-poo, okay? Whether it's Hong Kong, the Epstein list, collusion in the NFL.
Sure.
I am very, very concerned about the future of the NFLPA. And you kind of alluded to this last segment that this could be really, really bad. They almost could take steps backwards.
I don't think they could. They already are.
In the next collective bargaining agreement, what kind of things would they lose?
I mean, the idea of trust.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing is like now
there's already all those undercurrents of basically slave labor.
Yeah, and not just that, but like we've talked about this. They get their ass kicked in negotiations. It is mm-hmm. what it is because of that fear that nobody's going to have a real work stoppage because you can't forego those years. And it's difficult in baseball and in basketball. You know, we've talked about this and you know, is baseball going to hit a work stoppage? The NHL got theirs done ahead of time because things are going so well for them.
And real quick, as a diehard baseball guy, look, there's no salary cap coming. It's not coming. It'll never happen.
You don't think so?
Nope. Sure don't. It hasn't happened. It's not going to.
See, I am on the...
It would be the biggest fold for players. They will never do it.
And that's the thing is I think that the owners are going to. And that's why we're going to hit a work stoppage in baseball.
Baseball's held out before.
I know.
The players are not afraid to hold out. But as you mentioned, NFL players are afraid to hold out.
Yeah.
But maybe that's what this takes. If the NFL has a work stoppage, that could finally be something that knocks them down a peg. Because right now, they could... Roger Goodell and the owners kind of get away with whatever they want in the NFL.
Well, they also have owners that have more money than God.
Exactly.
That's the thing is, like, and they'll look at it.
There's a lot of cheap baseball owners.
That's the thing. You've got seven or eight of them where, you know, that's where I think the salary cap might come into play. Where in the NFL, you have owners that have so much money that they'll tell them all to go to hell. They will. They just, I don't think you're ever going to get it. And from the player side, you could say, well, maybe this is a good thing. Like, I'll play a little devil's advocate here. Maybe it's a good thing because you're going to root this out and you're going to clean it out and you're going to start fresh. Well, that could work, but now you have to worry about the trust. Now you have to worry about getting the right people in there. And there's going to be some
that job.
And there's going to be some hesitancy from everyone because that you get burned and then all of a sudden you're like, well, we want somebody with experience. Well, if somebody with experience might be, you know, tainted because they might have a relationship with this guy or like that world, like no matter what world you're in our world, in radio, we know people in other markets, at other stations, and like we hear stories about certain things, about who you trust. Like, you know, if you bring a new general manager in or a new PD in, like we're lucky in that, you know, my former co-host is now our boss and has been here for, you know, 15 plus years. But if we'd gone outside the building, there would have been a hesitancy.
Big time. There would have been a lot of trust. I mean, it's the same with my chair right here. Mm-hmm. You know, you and I have still have to learn and break bread and get to know each other and build that chemistry and that bond. But it does
and
help
there's
that
not billions of dollars at stake.
But it helps that we knew each other walking into this. We 100%. May have never done a show together before this, but we said hi. We knew each other. We knew all about blah blah blah. I wasn't just some kid from Buffalo. Wink,
yeah, you
wink,
know what I mean?
Wink.
Yeah, but like that's the thing is like you know that trust and when Dusty and I set out to do this and we knew what was going to happen, he asked me what the most important thing was, and I go, look, man, there's a lot of people who can talk sports, and I told you this. Mm-hmm. My number one thing is I have to trust who's over there. And it's not just the on-air stuff. It's the off-air stuff.
Because you just wanted a basketball guy, and you got me.
No,
the
I mean,
NBA head here at 1080 The Fan.
I flat out said, I don't care what sport their favorite is. Yeah. Like, what like it's the trust.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because we spend, like Dusty and I have talked about this so many times over the years, we spend more time talking to each other than we do our families and our spouses. Because we talk, like, you guys see.
3 hours a day, you hear 3 hours a day. We hear like five.
Yeah, like it's like that's the thing is like we're here pre show and post show and all the other stuff. Like you guys see us on air. You guys don't see us in commercial breaks and the stuff that we talk about and what's going on at home and what things we're going through. Like that stuff is more important because like we spend so much time together. And it's the same thing when you're talking about elevating this to like you're representing all, what is it, 1,400 players in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And you're not just representing the guys at the very top because there's only so few of those. There's
you're mostly the middle and the bottom.
Yes. And that's the thing. And those guys don't have the guaranteed money in their contracts that the guys at the very top have.
You're representing Will Levis, not Patrick Mahomes.
And that's the thing is because those guys are taken care of. They don't have to worry about this.
Yeah.
But the guys at the top are like, I'll sit out, blah, 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 blah. And then they get mad at the other guys who won't sit out because they're, you know, the average career span is 3.5 years. If you ask somebody to sit out a year, you're asking somebody to throw away
a third of their career.
And it's like, it's just not going to happen.
How do they come back from this? I know it's about gaining trust, but how are you going to get that trust?
And in how much time?
Yeah, who do you bring in to be a leader? I feel almost like you got to bring in a leader that's somebody you know, like that the world knows. Like Barack Obama, he's a former lawyer. Can you get him to be the head of the NFLPA? Like I feel like they need a name like that. Somebody that could come in and not necessarily a football guy, but somebody that could come in and be known to the casual fan and have that respect already in, and somebody that doesn't need anything.
And that's the thing is like
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, like
go get the boss.
On the NBA side, CJ McCollum got killed.
He got killed
because of this.
He's getting
deal.
Killed right now. Yeah.
Draymond Green, without saying his name, threw him under the bus, backed up over him, then drove over him again.
CJ McCollum is getting killed in this NFLPA thing because it makes people bring up CJ McCollum's failures in the NBA. That's why I'm saying I think they got to find somebody that is maybe not even a football guy, but a name that transcends football, somebody that is respected and doesn't need the money. Because right now it looks like dude's just trying to get rich.
But not only that, it's not just the top on the non-player side. The player reps, the president and vice president, those guys weren't privy to this. They didn't have the relationship. Like that's why he's gone.
Right.
So if they didn't know, they need to go too.
Yep.
And so now you got to look at that and all the different player
reps. It's like
reps.
Fault by stupidity.
And it's like
we talked about that.
Yeah, and that's the thing is like it's not just cleaning house at the very top, it's cleaning the entire cabinet. It's like if you get a mold infection at the house, it's like you don't just get rid of you don't just fumigate the room, you got to do the whole house.
Yeah.
And so it's like
tear it down.
That's the thing is like how like this was a load-bearing wall.
Yeah.
And if you tear down a load-bearing wall, the house is no longer stable. You got to build another load-bearing wall, and that is a difficult thing to do, man.
You're talking about culture.
It's yeah.
You're talking about culture.
And that's not everybody nobody wants to care about this and you shouldn't care about this. Like that's just the reality, but because you're talking about millionaires fighting with billionaires, and I get all of that.
Yeah, I hate that excuse though.
But when you boil
it's
it down,
it's those millionaires and billionaires that gave us a job and our listeners out there something to watch when they're bored.
And I don't argue with like that part of it, but it's like that's how people distance themselves. But this is going to have ramifications like on the game because of how this stuff is going to shake out.
Yeah, and don't be shocked that there's no. Like, we haven't heard from current players on this. Patrick Mahomes, are you available for comment on this? I am absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
No.
And that's part of the problem, too, because where is the Lamar, the Mahomes,
well, you've
the
got
Kelsey,
the former players, like
the
Compton.
The former players, Compton, yeah, you know, Jason going- Kelsey might say something about this, but you need current players.
And it goes back to my point about having skin in the game.
And rich guys.
Yes, they can say this because they're taken care of.
I want Joe Burrow to say something.
But that's the thing, is you're asking somebody, the whole, again, like, everybody's a gangster until the guns in their
guns
face.
Come out.
Like that's the thing, is like when it's in your face and it's pointed at you, all of a sudden it's different.
Who's the guy that would do it best?
I mean, do you trust Lamar or Joe or even Mahomes to do it? Like, I think it's
I don't trust any of them to do it. Maybe no. Like a Matt Stafford.
Yeah, because he has enough cachet and he's on his way out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He can go pew 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 and fire shots back.
And he's out of LA. Sean McVay might support him.
Yeah, but they got the coaches union. It's a little bit different, but like, yeah.
But I mean, I think he would support his guy.
Yeah.
You know, that won him a Super Bowl.
The list is very short. Like, Jalen Hurts is not going to go up there.
Hurts ain't
going to
do it. Tua ain't. Like, name any quarterback in the NFL. I just decided any quarterback in the NFL not named Matt Stafford, none of them are going to do it.
No.
Because you're either too high profile, a rookie, or surviving.
Or let's say you're a redemption guy like Baker.
Yeah.
Baker's not going to.
Not going to S where you eat.
No, not just that. People are going to go, they're not going to take him seriously because of what he was when he was younger.
Right. And, so, he was almost out of the league, so why play with fire?
So that's what I mean. Like, what? Who? Like, I think honestly, your point on Stafford, he might be the guy.
The guy, yeah, yeah. Because if a wide receiver does it, you're just a diva wide receiver.
And you're like, shut up and take your money and catch the ball.
If a running back does it, it's like you're just mad because they're trying to eliminate the running back. Oh man, dude, they're so hosed. They're so hosed.
Well, you almost need like a Bart Scott.
Yeah,
you need like a defensive dude. Like,
you need a loudmouth linebacker.
Yeah, you need a lunatic. You need, like, I'd say Ray Lewis, but you know
he's
got a case against him. You know what I mean? Like, you can't
an Ed Reed kind of guy.
Troy Polamalu.
Polamalu, like, would be great.
You need one.
Polamalu would be great because he's like more on the nicer side, he's despite also, being a terrorizing human being.
Incredibly well respected. Mm-hmm. Like you, Brian Urlacher. Like you need one. You need a psychopath that's a football guy through and through.
But they can't be too psychopath because you can't be Myles Garrett.
See, that's what I mean. Like, you start kind of going down this list of guys, and it's all of a sudden it's like
Von Miller too old.
He also has issues.
Yeah, that's
like, that's what I mean. Like, yeah. It's very like
when stop hitting women, guys.
When
Jesus.
You start like going down, like trying to find the who can tick all the boxes, the list gets very short very quickly.
Very quickly. All right, we come back. There's a big press conference tonight. Not as exciting as the news coming up in a half hour. The big giant news in a half hour on Isaac and Suk at 3 o'clock. But there is a press conference tonight at 6 o'clock. One of us will be attending, the basketball head here. That's next. But first, we'll throw it over to, what's that guy's name? The big kahuna, to Jeff Rust with sports.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
30 minutes away from your life changing forever.
Dun, 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 dun.
30 minutes away from your life changing forever. My life is going to change forever, that's for sure.
Your life already changed.
It's going to change again.
I blessed you.
You blessed me? Jobless. I used to sit next to this guy. I love this guy, my buddy Ray. Epic Ray. I used to sit by him at work. He was my department boss. But we had been friends a long time ago. Every time I'd sneeze, he'd always lean over. Jobless. Mm. Big stoner.
Yeah.
Big stoner. The job bless you, man.
Mm-hmm.
The rude boy. Big day today.
It is.
Did I mention today is a big day?
It is a big day.
Huge announcement here coming up in a half hour. Primetime Boys will walk you through that at 3 o'clock. You won't want to miss that. But tonight at 6 p.m., we were wondering when this was going to go down. Tonight at 6 p.m., Damian Lillard will be reintroduced as a Portland Trailblazer. Danny, I'm going to kind of defer to you on this, as I have never been to one of these before. Mm-hmm. What are you expecting?
Well, first of all, it was a bit of a surprise. It's at Moda.
It's at Moda.
It's not at the PF. So I got word, you know, obviously, after he signed, like, okay, when the press conference is, I reached out to
he's
the Blazers.
Chuck threes from the half court line.
Well, no, it'll be in the Rose Room. It's a separate little room underneath there. We've done plenty of stuff in there before. But I was a little bit surprised it was there. I thought they'd just do it at the PF, but whatever.
What is the PF?
Practice facility.
Practice facility.
So that's typically where we do a lot of these.
Sorry, I'm in the executive side of the NBA.
You're good. but no, it was one of those things where it was like, okay, you know, let's kind of see where this goes. And, you know, they can't do it tomorrow because Dame has his camp tomorrow.
Oh.
Poignant timing.
He's got his kids camp.
His YMCA kids camp tomorrow.
All right. Right.
Which is going to be.
Why didn't they do it at the YMCA?
Because it would be an absolute S show.
But why not?
You don't want to take away from the. Look, Dame loves the
not
kids.
From
man.
The kids.
Don't take away from the kids.
Man of the kids.
So, couldn't do that. And I was like, okay, what time is this going to be at? Kind of a deal. Like I told you, I'm like, hey, man.
I know you were worried it was going to be like 2 p.m. on a Monday.
I'm like, hey, I'm going to be there. So.
Not according to our boss.
Yeah.
Our boss hates you. Yeah, he was going to let you go anyway.
Well, he hated it when we were post. I always tell him like, hey, man, I'm not going to be there.
I'm not going to be here.
You know, it's always been, you know, kind of an issue. Like during the week, during the season, I can't go to practice because I'm on air when they do availability.
Mm.
So anytime that there's weekend ones, I always go to those.
Sure.
Or if there's like a massive one like this,
then, you'll make it.
Then
happen.
I'll make it. Like, same thing with like workouts. Like when they bring in like, because I get a heads up on like who's coming into workouts. I'll you know with Dusty over the years, I'll be like, hey, second round group. You know, I don't necessarily need to go to this one. Like, or it's at a time where like I'll fly in. I'll be here 5 minutes before the show. We'll have it ready to go. But if it's like, hey, no, there's like, you know, in Scoot's draft year, like, hey, they're bringing in Amen Thompson. I need to go be a part of this. And it's like those kind of things. It's a little bit different. But this is going to be big. It's going to be huge as far as like the pomp and circumstance. All the news stations all be there. All the radio stations all be there. And it's going to be weird having him in the building again wearing that jersey. Because, you know, I mentioned this on Friday when I wrote about the whole 89-day trade saga of like, is this the last time I'm going to write about Damian Lillard as a Trailblazer?
Mm-hmm, right.
And that was kind of a weird thing, you know. I
that's my quarterback.
Well, I opened up that thing, and I cleared it with Dame before I wrote it, you know, years ago. Like, hey, man, I'm going to share our phone conversation that we had, because Dame told me, was it about a week before the trade demand, that he was going to happen.
Going to adios?
Yeah, it was like, some version of, hey, man, this is it. I think we're done. And it was a very long, it was a couple hour long conversation where we talked about that for maybe 5 minutes. And then we talked for 2 hours about life and family. And
he's a guy that you want to talk about life with.
Yeah. And it was a crazy conversation. It's one that I will never forget, because the stuff that we talked about and didn't just encompass his basketball career. It was life. And it was just like, it was such a unique situation to be in.
503-864-6326. What should Danny ask Damian Lillard tonight? You can ask questions.
Yeah.
You ask questions at these things?
Oh, yeah. I always do.
What should Danny ask? Jeff, do you got any ideas on what Danny should ask?
Ooh.
I've got one.
Do you?
You should say, excuse me, Mr. Lillard, Danny Morang, co-host of Harrison Morang on 1080 The Fan.
You got any of those Lillard ones still kicking around?
will you still wear the letter zero?
Letter O?
The letter zero. Letter I want O. you to say the letter zero.
No, definitely not doing that.
I want you to ask him if he's going to wear the letter zero.
They're going to introduce him with... He's
gonna,
no. Yeah, I'm not going to waste my question on that. One of the things I actually...
I want silly questions.
No, God, no. No, one of the things I actually am going to ask... I think I'm going to ask him about is...
Are the Blazers leaving Portland?
No. No.
Just
no.
Trying to railroad Danny
no.
over here.
The thing I'm actually thinking about, I'm going to ask him about is... It's something I've asked multiple general managers about around the league is that... Would he be in favor of a return to play protocol for calf injuries, for calf strains, similar to that of concussions?
The conversation of did Halley come back too early? Why are we snapping Achilles, et cetera, et cetera?
Because it's not just him. It's not just Halley. It's not just Tatum. It's also DeJounte Murray. Like, you just kind of go down a list of guys that have
just
suffered.
Because they're not all superstars doesn't mean it's not happening to everybody.
Yeah. It's something I'm considering asking him about. Like, his answer will be no. Because he will always try. Like, this is
be
a guy,
a competitor. You can't keep me off the court.
This is a guy that fought through a core muscle injury that lasted 4.5 years. Like, I saw it at one point in time. It was the size basically of a baseball. And like what he was playing through was just nuts. And
that's
I was just like,
cool.
Dude, what the hell is that kind of a deal? Like, oh my God. So like his answer will probably be no, but I'm interested to, you know, does he have a little bit of like revisionist thought about, you know, because I think if you ask him, he'll say yes. Because he'll always say, "I want to be out there."
Tell me when I can and can't be out there.
He's a lunatic. The times that he has been load managed, it has not been his call. I will tell you that for certain. It has not been his call. He wants to play always.
A couple questions asked on the YouTube chat. When's the diss track dropping on the Bucks?
That's not good. He's not going to say anything sideways about Milwaukee.
Are you going to finally go to the coast?
I can ask him that. and I guarantee his answer will probably will be polite, but it's going to be not Ugg.
Why? Why?
Not his jam.
I've never met somebody so angry about the coast.
He's not angry about it. He's just like, eh, whatever.
That sounds angry to me.
It's funny because he's got...
What did the ocean do to you?
Well, I mean, it's... Look,
the ocean.
I'm sure I'll.
The other side is Asia.
I will say I'll rattle some Oregonians up with this. Your coast sucks. It's pretty, but it's not a beach. It's all right. It's a coast.
Whoa.
Yeah. See already.
This is not a good idea.
No. This is
not a good idea at all.
It's not a beach.
I need an adult.
You said it right. It's a coast. It's pretty and all those things. It's not a beach. It's not. Sand has to be white. Not black.
It's not black.
It's not black.
It's not black.
It's black.
What beaches are you going to?
Dirty ass water in Galveston, Texas.
Every beach in Oregon is not a beach. It's not. It's a coast.
Oh man.
It's a coast.
Oh man, dude, we gotta get out of here. No. We can't do this, Rusty.
Look,
we can't do this.
It is what it is. I'll stand by it.
I'm ready to jump through this glass right now.
You can have your grand old times out there, but it's a coast. It's not a beach.
When we come back, closing arguments. I hate saying that
I feel like we already started that.
Jeez, Louise. Closing arguments next. That's Danny Meringue. I'm Patrick, 1080 The Fan.
Sometimes in life, you really take it on the face, and it just comes at you day after day after day.
And a cascade of booze rained down from the stands.
You've done it, dude. You done piss people off.
I'm sorry, your beach sucks. Somebody says you can't have fun. Like, if you can't have fun on the beach, it says more about you. I'm not saying like, you can't have fun down there.
I agree with that.
I'm saying as a beach, it sucks. As a coast, it's entirely fine.
I like this text. Danny declared war on Oregon today.
Eh. I like the one underneath it. It says Danny is 10,000% right.
Of course you like it because it agrees with you.
Yeah.
Not surprising from a U.S. seaman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm.
Somebody pointed
I'm
the Cali.
Sorry, our beaches are so much better. My bad.
Somebody pointed the Californian without pointing at the Californian.
Yeah. Just saying. Look, man. If you're like, oh, I really want to go to the Oregon beaches. You're like, no, you don't. You want to go to the Oregon coast. Like, again, it's pretty. It's
sand
nice.
Into water is a beach.
Okay, go up to Alaska and put your foot in the water and tell me that works.
It's
no.
still going
to
be a beach.
No,
it's
no.
still going to be
a coastline.
Beach.
No,
it's still a beach.
No, you're a son of a beach.
You're a beach.
Mm. I love how we both went to it immediately. It's great. No, look, It's stunningly beautiful. The coastline falling into the water, all that stuff, you know, whether it's Astoria, Seaside, Newport, you get down to the southern beaches, like it's fine. It's like stunning fine. It's beautiful. But the idea that it is a quote unquote beach, no.
There's literally a city called Cannon Beach.
I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah, it's not Cannon Coast.
Yeah. They should, you know what?
It's
they
not Cannon Sucks.
No, they should update it to Cannon Coast.
You got Gold Beach down further.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, don't care.
Dude.
Don't care.
Rockaway Beach?
If you put your foot in the water and go, oh my God, what is this?
That's just cold swimming, but you can still have a great day at the beach.
No. No.
Yes, you can have a great day at the beach by not being in the water.
When somebody says, I'm going to go to the beach, does frigid water and dark sand and trees
well,
pop
if somebody,
in your head?
It's not dark sand!
It is!
If somebody says they're going to the beach, I assume they're not going to the Oregon coast.
I will give you that.
However, it is a beach.
I don't care.
We just call it the coast.
Yeah, no, that's
it's like the Jersey kids call it the shore.
Yeah,
we call it the coast.
Nobody is going.
And pop.
You're not.
They're the same thing.
From L.A. to San Diego, nobody's going to the coast. They're going to the beach because it's warm and the water's nice and the sand will burn your feet a little bit.
That's because down there they're like, "What does coast mean, dude?
Chub, bro." I've never been to the coast, bro.
Yeah, see, here you go. The water is cold. You can't suntan. Sand doesn't have rocks before you hit the sand.
I will tell you what.
You absolutely can suntan.
And you can absolutely tan.
And I know
there,
that at the very least, at Manzanita, there are not rocks before you hit the sand
you
in
can
the water.
You can get sunburnt on an overcast day.
Gross.
You can.
You
That's
can.
Called UV. That's
that
called
happened
science.
To me in Hawaii. I got sunburned on an overcast day. It can happen here
That's
too.
That's called science.
Yeah.
Danny, are you about to tell me now that you don't believe in science?
It happens to you because you're as white as a freaking piece of paper.
Wow, says the guy whose body is red all the time.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I am not
that's
red.
Because of the rage.
Yeah, that's also true.
Dude, like, I am tan.
No, you're like,
what is wrong with
you?
You're
like 8 degrees lighter than me.
Dude, you're like a Crayola crayon box red.
No, that's only because my cheeks are, okay, I'll take the hat off.
We're going to start fighting here.
Here we go. The hat is hiding the egregious tan line that you were just laughing at when we were in the bathroom.
Because it's surrounded by red.
Yeah, because I went golfing and
The lobster boy over
the
here.
The left side of my face is significantly darker than the right for some reason. But the hat is hiding an egregious tan line right
now. Dude, you're lucky I can't fight because I'd kick your ass right now.
Yeah. And everybody's thinking, like, somebody says, if someone's born and raised here, I can see how someone from Cali wouldn't be able to vibe with the Oregon coast. Again, it's nice. I will go down there.
Backtracking one, three, two.
But I'm with Dame. It's like, I'm good. I'm good. Like, I like in the middle of summer.
He's from Oakland.
Yeah, dude, he's literally
point
from
to
the
me
beach.
A beach in Oakland.
Again,
you want to talk about having to get over rocks and stuff. I mean, there's a giant one in the middle of that damn bay.
And that's what he's saying is, I don't need this. I have it back home.
Off the top rope, Danny Meringue here.
It is what it is, man.
Hey, I do appreciate that you are owning it, though.
I'll stand
there's
on
no
it.
Backing down.
He's digging in.
He's digging in.
I'll go full Dame. I'll go 10 toes down. Just not on that beach. I'll sink my tootsies into some warm sand.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I love going to the coast. I want to go to the coast now.
I'll go down there and get some saltwater taffy. I'll get down.
Oh, no thanks.
Really?
No, dude.
Oh, see, I love me some taffy.
I can't have any, like, gummy stuff in my teeth anymore.
Mm.
I'm an old man. Now,
see, I go hit the Manzanita Sweets, and they've got this, like, chocolate peanut butter square bar that they only make there, and it's fantastic. And I should not have said it on the radio because now they're going to be out.
Rust gave up the secret.
Yeah.
Gave up the secrets.
I just gave out the old Guy Fieri Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives curse.
It happens.
I think I just saw Luke Anderson turn down the radio out there.
Yeah, probably.
That's how much
screaming about the coast.
So much we suck.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, he's probably mad at Danny for having such bad takes.
Oh, well.
We are not hot take radio, Danny.
Have better beaches.
Oh, see, you want to talk about bad beaches? Go look at Washington.
Whoa. Do not try to deflect his hatred for Oregon coasts by throwing down my state. That's my country, bro.
Even on the inlets, like you've got, you know, most of your beaches. Like
Cape Disappointment is gorgeous.
Look, I mean, you've got meth adjacent everywhere on all of your beaches.
So doesn't mean the beach isn't cool.
Is it Port Angeles like the meth capital of the country now?
Yes. No, I think it's Port Townsend.
Oh, okay. Insert port in Washington. You've got more meth than sand.
Twilight was filmed in Washington.
Yeah, not near a beach.
Yeah, Forks is too near a beach.
Forks is near a coast.
There you go.
Forks
that
is
would
near,
be the definition of a coast.
Forks is near a coast that has
because
a beach.
But you got lots of big old cliffs and stuff
Dude,
up there.
I can't believe I lost Jeff Rust on this. I can't
believe
that
John Denver's full of man.
I had you the whole time, Rusty.
Well, I'm an Oregonian.
Look, I'm nice to you. He talks trash behind your back. I heard him yesterday.
I mean, the beaches stop like what, 50 miles north of Los Angeles? Maybe a little bit more than that, but like that's where beach stops.
Now you're Fonzie on a pair of water skis.
Like on the East Coast, you get up to North Carolina.
I got that reference.
Like that's like North Carolina, Virginia. Like that's kind of where you get Virginia Beach. Like that's kind of where it's like Jersey Shore, all that kind of stuff. It's not.
There are beaches in New York City.
Yeah, and they're a little bit better, but not much.
Says to be a beach, you have to be white. Is that racist?
Wow.
That's what you said, white sand, right? You got to have white sand.
Yeah,
he did say
sand.
He hates that black sand.
Yeah, he does. He does. You going to ask Dame that tonight?
Yeah. Are you racist about
beaches? Do you hate white sand? Mm. I don't even know. The only thing I don't like about white sand, it gets really hot. White sand gets really hot.
Oh, yeah.
Oregon coast sand, always wet, baby.
It happens.
Always
wet,
Oh,
it'll
baby.
Get hot. That sand will get hot, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been out to the beach. See, I've been out to the coast, and it's been 80 degrees.
There you go. There's your beach supremacy. Oregon beaches better than Washington beaches.
I'm really, really sad that you took a shot at Washington, Rust.
I'm sorry.
That broke my heart.
I apologize. Sometimes I got to punch down.
I loved you, and you broke my heart. You broke my heart. Coming up here in about 8 minutes, 6 minutes, your life will change forever.
Dun, 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 dun.
Isaac and Suk will be in to announce the big announcement. It's going to affect everybody's life.
Tick, 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 tick.
I can see Boss Man Cooley out there. Dusty Mandalay Bay out there.
Everybody's out
Stick around. Listen to the breaking news from the Primetime Boys from 3 to 7 next. That's Danny Meringue. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.